Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has loved us to the end and given us a new commandment that we should love each other. Grace and peace to you all. In his name, amen. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. In Jesus' name, dear fellow servants of God, an elderly woman was lying on her bed in her home. Tubes were strangled about and lights were bleeping on and off, on and off. She was on hospice care, and she was alone. Her husband had died. They didn't have any children, and she was never really close with her family. And there she was, alone, wondering who would be with her at the end. The situations where love is truly exercised is not when things are going well, or when we're in situations that make us most comfortable. No, when love is really shown, it's when things are strained, when times turn ugly, when we need to give up something for someone else. Where does that love come from? I was once talking with someone who was going through a hard time, and they didn't seem to have any sense of why God mattered or why he had any place in this whole situation. And I asked her, "Don't you care anymore?" And she said, "I tried it. I tried caring, but it just didn't turn out well." We give and give and give, and there comes a point where we simply run out. We get hurt. We feel betrayed. We can only give as much as we receive, and when a relationship runs out of love, we find ourselves at that point where we give up or we don't care. It's as if our cup has run out. As long as someone keeps pouring love into our cup and we keep drinking it, we have more to give. We can only give as much as we receive, but when we find ourselves in a situation where someone is taking and taking and taking the love and never giving anything back, that cup begins to run out and it becomes harder and harder for us to give. Jesus' last hour had come and he knew it. When John says that Jesus' last hour has come, he means that Jesus has reached the point where he must suffer, where he must drink from another cup, the cup of God's wrath against sin. This is why he prays in chapter 12 of how his soul is exceedingly troubled. "But what shall I say?" he says. "Deliver me from this hour, but for this hour I have come." The hour had come when things would turn ugly, when Jesus would have everything taken from him and he would still have to give. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Tonight we see that love as an enduring love, a love that keeps on giving to the very end. He takes off his outer cloak and lays it to the side. He wraps a towel around his waist and he kneels down. The Lord of heaven and earth that created the very water in that bowl takes it in his hands to wash the feet and the dirt that he created off of those dirty feet. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with feet before, but they're not the most attractive body part to be dealing with. And we're not talking about well-manicured feet here. These are the feet of pilgrims, the disciples, feet that traveled many miles on dirty roads, and there they are in the hands of our Savior. With all that was going on in Jesus' mind, with all that he knew that was laying ahead, the pressure, the stress, the anxiety, he takes this moment to wash his disciples' feet. to get on his hands and knees and give of himself in the most intimate way. It's about more than just making their feet clean here. Jesus is teaching us. This is an act of salvation where our Lord is showing us what he's come to do. To love them to the end. To the very end. To the finish and the completion of everything he's come to do. To the cross where he cries out, "It is ended. It is finished." He loved them to the end. And what about you? What about when your hour comes? How do you feel when it's you on that hospice bed? Or that hour in your life where you think you're alone? No one knows what you're going through. You've been hurt. You've been betrayed. Or there's something in your life that you think you could never tell anybody else about. The things you've been thinking or feeling or the things you've done. What about those times when the love you need is so intimate, so personal, that you couldn't imagine anyone getting close enough to really know what's going on inside? But you see, Jesus gets that close. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Meaning he loves you to the end. In all circumstances, it never changes. Even when we take everything from him, he keeps on giving. Jesus was deserted by all, even his heavenly Father, and yet his love never changed. His love for God and his love for you. It endures to the end. This is an intimate love given for your very sins in his real body and poured out in his real blood. It's the cup that is filled with his salvation that we lift tonight. As the psalmist says, "I will take the cup of salvation. I'll call on the name of the Lord." It is given in the bread which is broken. It's poured out in the wine which we drink. It's a love that comes to you on your hospice bed, that helps you when no one else will, that changes your clothes for you, that washes your dirty sheets when you're helpless. A love that endures to the end. A love that washes your feet in the most intimate and personal ways and then says, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have done this for you, you ought to do it for each other." This is the love we drink together. When we take the Lord's Supper, we're drinking of something so personal, so intimate, that it brings us a new commandment of love. As Jesus has loved us, we should be loving each other. The question is, in the end is really, how well do you know each other? Or do you know the other members in the congregation? As a congregation, we are joined together. But do we ever think about each other outside of Sunday? Do we email each other? Do we call each other? When we find someone's having a health crisis or financial difficulties, do we consider it our concern? When someone hasn't been coming to church for a while, do you notice? Do you reach out? Do you call? Do you text? When an elderly woman's laying on her hospice bed and there's no one else there, will you go? She's lying on her bed in her home. Tubes are strangled about. The lights are bleeping on and off. And the nurses have gone to change shifts. And there you are. You're feeling a bit uncomfortable because death is an ugly business. But you remember the Lord. You remember him kneeling down and washing the disciples' feet. You remember him on the cross, praying, suffering, and dying for you. And so you kneel down and you pray. And the pastor comes in. He brings with him the bread and the wine, and together you take up that cup that never runs out. A cup that is overflowing into your life, into your marriages, into your friendships, into the congregation, into your relationship with your pastor. In those last moments, in the most intimate of ways, the love of Jesus spills over into our world. And it is a love that endures forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll continue with our next hymn in the TAN Worship Supplement, hymn 775.